KJAN Sports.
And it is time now for a check of sports. Good morning once again. I'm Rick Hansen. Sports is brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. In sports, Gardner Minshew II threw two touchdown passes and ran for another score to lead 12th-ranked Washington State's offense in a 28-26 victory against number 25 Iowa State in the Alamo Bowl Friday night. Minshew passed for 299 yards, and the Cougars held on by stopping the Cyclones on a late two-point conversion. Brock Purdy passed for 315 yards, and Cyclones receiver Hakeem Butler caught nine passes for 192 yards. Jarrett Stidham was very productive in his final college game as the Auburn quarterback threw for 373 yards and five touchdowns in a 63-14 dismantling of Purdue in the Music City Bowl. Auburn scored TDs on its first eight possessions and led by 56-7 at the halftime, despite holding the ball for just 11 minutes. Tavarius Whitlow grabbed a 66-yard TD pass and added a pair of short TD runs to help the 8-5 Tigers set an SEC record for most points in a bowl game. And Syracuse has clinched its first 10-win season in 17 years by scoring 17 unanswered points in the fourth quarter. Abdul Adams ran for a pair of first-half TDs as the Orange whipped number 15 West Virginia 34-18 in the Camping World Bowl at Orlando. Eric Dungy completed 21 of 30 passes for 303 yards for the Orange, who trailed 18-17 going into the final quarter. Mountaineers quarterback Jack Allison passed for 277 yards in his first collegiate start after Will Greer elected to skip the bowl game and focus on preparing instead for the NFL. Speaking of the NFL, Tennessee Titans quarterback Marcus Mariota is now listed as questionable for their regular season finale against Indianapolis with a playoff berth on the line. Mariota was limited Friday for a second straight day at practice after a stinger late in the first half of last week's 25-16 victory over Washington affected his right throwing arm. If Mariota can't play, backup Blaine Gabbert would start his third game this season in a battle of 9-6 teams vying for either an AFC wildcard berth or a division title. Saints coach Sean Payton says Teddy Bridgewater will start New Orleans' regular season finale against Carolina. The decision allows starter Drew Brees to rest for the playoffs, with the Saints already having wrapped up the top seed in the NFC going into Sunday's game. It'll be Bridgewater's first meaningful action in a regular season game since 2015 with Minnesota. The Bears appear likely to get starting right guard Kyle Long back from injured reserve for tomorrow's game against the Vikings, although no final decision has yet to be made. Long has been out since suffering a tendon injury in his right foot against the Jets on October 28th. Rams running back Todd Gurley has been ruled out of Sunday's regular season finale against San Francisco with a knee injury. Gurley will miss his second straight game, but McVay said he isn't concerned about the star running back's availability for the playoffs. Bills defensive tackle Kyle Williams is retiring at the age of 35 after 13 seasons. The 35-year-old Williams spent his entire career with the Bills after being taken in the fifth round of the 2006 draft. Williams was a second-team All-Pro in 2010 and earned five Pro Bowl selections, recording 607 tackles and 48.5 sacks. The Jaguars don't expect running back Leonard Fournette to play in the final season at Houston. Coach Doug Marrone listed Fournette as doubtful for Sunday's game against the Texans with an ankle and foot problem. Giants star receiver Odell Beckham Jr. has been ruled out for the fourth straight game with a quad injury. Beckham sustained the injury on the final play of New York's 25-22 loss at Philadelphia on November 25th. Also, the Jets have signed wide receiver Quincy Enunwa to a contract extension, keeping one of their key offensive players, who is scheduled to be a free agent. A person familiar with the contract told the Associated Press the deal is worth $36 million over 4 years, including $20 million in guarantees. And Kansas City Chiefs safety Eric Berry missed practice Friday after the heel injury that kept him out of most of the season acted up once again, leaving his status for tomorrow's pivotal game against Oakland in question. The Chiefs can clinch the AFC West and the number one seed in the playoffs by beating the Raiders. You'll hear that game tomorrow afternoon beginning at 2 o'clock on KJAN. Now, Chiefs coach Andy Reid said the soreness was similar to what Berry experienced early in training camp. Three-time All-Pro who missed most of last season with an Achilles tendon injury returned to practice over the summer but was sidelined early in camp. He did not play until week 15 against the Chargers and had been increasing his playing time slowly over the past couple of games. Reed said he's going to try and see if he feels better. That's what he's going to do right now. And he listed Berry as questionable on a final injury report, saying, "We'll just see how he is as time goes on." Wide receiver Sammy Watkins remained out of practice with his foot injury as well. And while running backs Spencer Ware and Darrell Williams were listed as questionable with hamstring injuries. Meanwhile, top cornerback Kendall Fuller is hopeful of playing after missing a game with a hand injury. Fuller had surgery about 2 weeks ago and thought he could play last week in Seattle, but the pain from the recovery was too much for him when the game time rolled around. Coach Reed also felt that good about the first week back at practice for Laurent Duvernay-Tardif, who has been on the injured reserve with a broken bone in his leg. The starting right guard was injured in Week 5 against Jacksonville, but the Chiefs hoped that he would return in time for the playoffs. He has a 3-week practice window in which the Chiefs must decide whether to activate him or not. In other news, the agent for Damian Williams announced that the Chiefs had signed their backup running back to a 2-year contract extension that could be worth up to $8.1 million. Williams was signed to compete for a third-string job at training camp, but when the Chiefs cut Kareem Hunt following his off-the-field issues and Ware went down to the hamstring and shoulder injuries, it pushed the former Dolphins running back into the feature role. The 27-year-old Williams ran 13 times for 103 yards last week against the Seahawks, and he has 3 touchdowns on the ground and another through the air over the past 3 games. Williams, who signed this season for $1.2 million with just $60,000 guaranteed, also helps to solidify next season for the Chiefs. Ware and Sharkendrick West are due to become a free agent, leaving Darrell Williams as the only other running back signed next season. That's a check of sports on KJAN, brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.